Welcome to another episode of ASX Briefs. I'm your host, Andrew Musgrave, and today we're speaking with Andrew Penkethman, the CEO of Ardea Resources. Ardea is making waves in the mining industry with their innovative approach to nickel and cobalt exploration, particularly through their flagship Kalgoorlie Nickel Project. We'll explore the company's recent developments, their strategic partnerships, and what the future holds for the company. Andrew, thanks for joining us today and welcome to the ASX Briefs podcast.
Thanks for having me, Andrew, and great to be in touch.
Now, to kick things off, obviously there's been plenty of activity recently. If you can just give us an overview of Ardea and share some of the highlights from your recent operations.
So Ardea is a ASX-listed company with the ticker code ARL. Our flagship project, as you mentioned, is the Kalgoorlie Nickel Project, which is the largest nickel cobalt resource in Australia and the seventh largest in the world. Our most advanced asset within the KMP is the Goongarrie Hub, and we've recently announced the execution of a cooperation agreement with Sumitomo Metal Mining and Mitsubishi Corporation to form an incorporated joint venture to develop the Goongarrie Hub, commencing with a definitive feasibility study with a budget of $98.5 million, which will be fully funded by Sumitomo and Mitsubishi.
Very good. Now, with the nickel project, obviously that's the centrepiece of the company. What's the current status of the project and the key focuses of its development?
So the Goongarrie Hub, we completed a pre-feasibility study and announced that on the ASX on the 5th of July 2023, and that defined a robust, compelling project development. So we defined an ore reserve for over 40 years, 1.3 million tonnes of contained nickel, and the average annual nickel cobalt production is 30,000 tonnes of nickel, 2,000 tonnes of cobalt, and we were processing 3.5 million tonnes per annum through two 1.5 million tonne per annum autoclaves and a half a million tonne per annum atmospheric leach circuit. And because of the unique attributes of the Goongarrie goethite ore, it is able to support a very cost competitive project. So with operating costs allowing for the cobalt byproduct credit, the C1 OPEX of under $6,000 a tonne, we compare that to today's nickel price of about $19,000 a tonne. And then if we compare that to some of the nickel production coming out of Indonesia, where Benchmark Minerals Intelligence forecasts that their operating costs range between $5,000 and $15,000 a tonne for a range of nickel products, you can see that we are located in the bottom cost quartile and will be able to operate throughout the commodity price cycle.
And with any mining development, obviously you need strategic partnerships. So you touched on those with Sumitomo Metal Mining and Mitsubishi Corporation. Can you just tell us a little bit more about those partnerships and their impact on the project?
So Sumitomo Metal Mining have a very long history in the resources sector, particularly through mining and processing, and they're very well respected throughout the industry through the high standards they set. In my opinion, they're the most successful project developer and operator of nickel laterite operations. They are currently operating the Coral Bay and Taganito operations, both located in the Philippines. Both projects ramped up to achieve over 100% of nameplate capacity in under 12 months of being commissioned. And their track record of success and level of detail is arguably second to none. Then with Mitsubishi Corporation, a household name, they're one of the largest companies in the world. Market capitalization of in excess of $90 billion US. They have been investing and contributing to the Australian resources sector for many decades and have been an integral part in helping establish Australia's successful iron ore and natural gas sectors, and you know, to see both companies involved in the Australian critical minerals space by partnering with Ardea on our Kalgoorlie Nickel Project Goongarrie Hub. It's just a massive enabler for a company like Ardea, and that Japanese bring that combination of technical experience, Australian experience, and nickel laterite expertise. So we feel they are very much the perfect partners.
Now, just in relation to the deal that you've got with the Japanese consortiums, can you just go into a little bit more detail on how that will work?
Absolutely. So initially, Sumitomo Metal Mining and Mitsubishi Corporation will be fully funding the definitive feasibility study with an agreed budget of $98.5 million Australian. Upon 50% of the DFS being complete, they will be issued a 17.5% interest in Kalgoorlie Nickel Proprietary Limited, the wholly owned subsidiary company of Ardea that holds the Goongarrie Hub. Upon completing the DFS and having expended $98.5 million, the Japanese consortium will be awarded another 17.5% interest in KMPL to hold a total of 35%. The Japanese consortium will be leading the project development debt discussions with various export credit agencies around the world, and with their industry contacts, particularly in Japan, we anticipate having access to the cheapest project development debt in the world. And upon a final investment decision being made by both Ardea and the Japanese consortium, the Japanese will then earn another 15% project interest to take their total shareholding up to 50%. But having that linked to making the final investment decision and signing off on the loan documents is absolute project enabler, because a company Ardea's size to look at funding and developing such a large project on its own could be considered a challenge. But by partnering with two incredibly experienced technical and financially strong companies in Sumitomo Metal Mining and Mitsubishi Corporation, we remove that risk and we have access to, as I mentioned, the cheapest project development debt in the world, and that will be the essential project enabler. And at that point, the Japanese consortium will crystallise their 50% project interest.
And you touched on the definitive feasibility study. So what are the main components of the DFS, and what timelines have you got from a completion perspective?
So the DFS has been broken into six key work areas. So we've got the non-process infrastructure, such as access roads, offices and accommodation on site, the process infrastructure, which is the largest component, and then we've got geology, mining, hydrogeology and approvals. The budget for the DFS is $98.5 million, and the DFS will be completed to a very high standard and to a 30% level of engineering, and will take 18 months to complete.
All right. And if we look at things, I guess, from a more macro perspective, the Australian government in particular has been putting a lot of focus on the critical minerals list. And given the recent addition of nickel to that list, what do you see as the market dynamics for both nickel and cobalt evolving, especially with the rise of renewables and electric vehicles?
I think the outlook for nickel in particular has never been better. The fundamentals haven't changed with the energy transition, and all the future forecasts see that future demand outstripping supply from about 2028 onwards, and the nickel market moving into a strong deficit. So we think our timing to come into production in 2029 is outstanding, with the future projected increasing demand for nickel. Cobalt similarly will play an increasing role in the energy transition, but first and foremost, we're a nickel project with a very handy cobalt byproduct credit.
Aside from the nickel project, does Ardea have any plans for any new projects or further exploration?
Look, there's a number of opportunities to add additional value. There's other known critical minerals within the laterite profile, such as scandium, and depending on the future growth in the scandium market, that is a byproduct we could look at producing. We've also identified a large number of critical mineral exploration targets ranging from nickel sulfides through to rare earths on other projects that Ardea retains within the Kalgoorlie Nickel Project. So to put that into perspective, the Kalgoorlie Nickel Project hosts about 6 million tonnes that contain nickel. The Goongarrie Hub, where the Japanese consortium will be earning a 50% interest, hosts 4 million tonnes that contain nickel, and then we've got the other KMP projects hosting 2 million tonnes that contain nickel. So we've got our own internal pipeline of growth opportunities, and Ardea will retain 100% of the non-Goongarrie Hub projects.
Okay, and I think just to wrap things up, any final thoughts for the 2024 outlook for shareholders?
Yeah, there'll be incredibly strong news flow with the multiple DFS work streams, and then obviously Ardea has the other KMP projects. We are in a very strong position in terms of our tenement position in the eastern goldfields of Western Australia. It's very rare real estate. It's very valuable real estate, and for a company of our size to have this optionality, it's incredibly exciting year ahead, and we've set the company up by partnering with the Japanese consortium to realise the full potential of the Goongarrie Hub and then go on to realise the potential of the remaining Kalgoorlie Nickel Project tenements.
All right, well, thanks for your time today, Andrew. There's obviously plenty of positive news in the market at the moment, which is great for the company, and we look forward to further updates from Ardea Resources in the coming months.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew. Great to catch up.
Thank you. That concludes this episode of ASX Briefs. Don't forget to subscribe, and we look forward to catching you on our next episode.